This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Although Senate Finance took no action on Representative Cameron Henry's House Bill 122 Tuesday, they did discuss it with Legislative Fiscal Officer John Carpenter.
I do not believe that the Constitution allows you to knowingly roll over a deficit.
The House then once again moved tax bills to another day.
The 2nd of March.
Without objection.
House Bill 32, Mr.
When the Senate convened a few minutes later, Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur could be seen in conversation with Senate President John Alario. LaFleur shaking his head as if to say, what does the House want?
Senator LaFleur would move we advance to House concurrent resolutions to be adopted. House concurrent resolution number 2.
Which is House Republican Caucus Chairman Lance Harris's bill for the special session. It requires the administration to turn over full information on state contracts, with an eye towards terminating them. A Senate committee had already changed the due date on the measure from March 1st to March 17th.
37 yeas, no nays, resolution stands adopted.
The Senate then took up House Bill 62 by Representative Katrina Jackson, the governor-supported bill to add 1 cent to the state sales tax. Senator J.P. Morrell carried the bill on the Senate floor.
29 yeas, 10 nays, the bill is finally passed. Reconsidered.
That 1 cent will apply for 5 years. Senate President John Alario is still hopeful that the House will start moving forward with their bills.
Look down the list of bills you have and that maybe you're handling for House members. Tomorrow we'd like to start clearing some of these from the Senate calendar.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.